أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون. إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. And those who falsely charge chaste woman, then do not produce four witnesses to support the allegations, then flog them with 80 stripes and reject the evidence ever after. And these are transgressors, except for those who repent thereafter and mend their ways. And Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. A chaste woman, in the terminology of the Quran, would also refer to that woman who is an adult, sane, free, believing woman. So if a person launches an accusation against such a woman, against her chastity, then he needs to do this with four witnesses. But if he launches this type of a charge against a woman and he cannot support his allegation with four witnesses, then he will come under punishment. He will be flogged with 80 stripes and his evidence will be rejected ever after. And such people are counted as wicked transgressors. Just as Islam impresses upon the importance of people's wealth, their property and their lives, then equally important, in fact, even more important, is an individual's self-respect, and his chastity or her chastity has to be respected. So if any person makes any allegation against a chaste woman, then he needs to be 100% sure of what he's talking about. Number two, he must be able to support his allegation with four witnesses, four adult Muslim male witnesses. He must be able to support his allegation. And if he can't, then rather he should not take his case up. Because if he fails, even though he has seen the crime, but he doesn't have the required amount of witnesses, then this will be a charge against her chastity. And when it's going to be a charge against her chastity, and he cannot support the charge, that cannot support that allegation, then he is going to come under punishment. He will be flogged with 80 stripes, though he may have seen it himself, but he doesn't have the required amount of evidence to support this claim of his. Now, the question is this, that what if someone sees such illicit behavior, must he remain silent? It doesn't mean that he doesn't have the proofs and the witnesses that he can't do anything about it. Yes, he can go and complain to the authorities. These people are behaving in a doubtful manner. There's some illicit activity carrying on. So the officials will take it upon themselves and they will deal with the matter accordingly. But to make an allegation of adultery or fornication, this is a serious thing. You need to support this type of a claim with four Muslim male adult witnesses. So One is the guilt or the crime of adultery and fornication. So for that, this type of witnesses are required. And anything, any such crime or illicit activity that you don't have the required amount of witnesses, or you haven't seen the actual act of adultery being committed, then you will have the right as a citizen to go and complain that this is the type of illicit behavior that I have witnessed, and they must take it up. So the authorities will take it up and they will punish the culprit, the criminal, accordingly. So this crime of adultery and fornication is so serious. One is the perpetrator of the crime, then he must be flogged with 100 stripes. And the other is the one that is talking about it, as though he's scandalizing this whole thing, then he is also going to come under punishment if he cannot provide the required amount of witnesses. So the punishment the Quran Sharif lays out is three. One is that he will be flogged with 80 stripes. Number two, his evidence is going to be rejected ever after. And number three, such people will be counted as wicked transgressors, fasiqun. An exception is made, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا, except for that person who repents thereafter and mends his ways, then Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. So there's three punishments that have been explained here. One is flogging. Number two is rejecting the person's evidence ever after. Number three, him being counted as a fasiq and a transgressor. If he repents sincerely and he corrects his ways, then he will not be called a fasiq and a wicked transgressor any longer, provided he stands by his tawbah, he corrects himself, and his behavior is correct, it's improved. So he will no longer be called a wicked transgressor, and he will be forgiven in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the other two punishments, flogging him with 80 stripes, that will continue because of his tawbah, that flogging with 80 stripes will not be cancelled. Similarly, لا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا, the evidence will also be rejected ever after. This will also not be cancelled. In other words, he will no longer have the type of a privilege and an honor that he can be a witness in any type of a contract. Like the contract requires a witness for its completion and fulfillment. So his evidence will be rejected. When his evidence is rejected, so he cannot stand as a witness for the completion and fulfillment of any contract. So this false allegation and false accusation is taken so seriously. Not only will such a person be punished, but for ever after, he will have to go under this disgrace that his evidence is not accepted in any court of law. Any court of law, if he has to come up and appear as a witness, then it will be rejected. Because now he is unreliable, we do not know. Like he's made a false charge of one woman, he can do the same in the future as well. So therefore Islam cancels this privilege of his. He cannot stand as a witness any longer. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Person is really sincere and he wants to mend his ways, then Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. He will not be called a wicked transgressor any longer on account of his true sincere tawbah and his true repentance.